Well, I'm glad that Ion showed up to get me doing other things.
And you're doing wonderful things, because if this new mystery landscape is going to be exposed, you should get busy.
What would you ask me to get busy at?
Exposing the mystery landscape.
Wow.
Well, aren't we doing that? Every Saturday, every Monday?
We wonder, but yeah.
Well, okay, give us some advice on what we're doing right.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you. That's exactly good. Okay, what you are doing is you are pronouncing derivatives. You are announcing derivatives. You are taking the things that are divisible by themselves, and you're laying them out, parsing them out, so that for a salad bar buffet, as it were, providing much content for them to choose. But you don't choose the bad stuff, and if somebody, you can try all stuff, but you have to make it all pleasant and appetizing so they'd be intrigued. Then you can prove digestion once you lay that all out. So what you're doing correct is that you're enticing and prepping the viands appropriately for the little ones to choose.
Did you say viands with a V?
Yes.
Is that your term for ionettes?
No, that's nibbly things. Vion.
Vion is a food.
Nibbly.
Yeah, we're providing food.
Opportunity for food. You're not feeding anybody. You're providing opportunity for food. You're setting up a salad bar, and you want to lay it out. What you're doing right is you're giving great contrasting varietal compliments.
Compliments. You mean complimentary, not being graceful and speaking highly of someone. Not that compliment. Yin-yang compliment. Yin-yang.
Like a compliment that is the full gamut. A complement of sets that are appropriately lined.
Yeah, we have a talent of actually talking about the mystery landscape.
Yeah.
That no one else can do.
Right, because they can't talk right.
It reminds me, I define people when I'm feeling good about what we're doing. I say this is a completion of the Gutenberg arts, music, painting, sculpture, science, all the Gutenberg arts are completed by what we're doing.
It's a completion of what's wrong with the Gutenberg galaxy. You've got to show them what's wrong with the five bodies. You birthed them. You've got to show them what's wrong with them. And until you do that, they'll never know anything other than that. People would still be dialing fax machines, Bob, were it not for you.
So I brought in the post-fax technologies.
If not you, who?
I was going to say, what we're doing is greater than any music.
You're absolutely correct, without fail or exception. Here's the issue. Music is different. Music is the grease that gets it down your throat hole, Bob. The new music is what people get into. You don't listen to music. Music listens to you. Music, you can't compare them.
Can't compare what?
Music to what you're doing.
So we are creating a new form of art or communication or new science.
Coitus is not the orgasm. It's a part of it, but it's not the orgasm.
So we are communicating in a new way, and since people are suffused with all kinds of cliché communications and entertaining variety, we have come up with what McLuhan called an anti-environment.
We don't like anti-environment. We like better an un-environment.
That's good.
Not anti, because it's not against anything. It's an un-environment. It's an environment that isn't. You've been
that's
in
right.
an environment no. because it isn't.
It's built on the I-cell, which isn't. So that's the ground, yes. So we're making an un-environment that offers a new way to look, see through the older environments. Therefore, I would say Carol and I and JW are the greatest scientists, inventors, musicians, composers, painters. Now, you would say maybe you don't need to compare yourself to those arts. You're just completely off the grid and providing something different or new. Is that how you would say it?
No, we wouldn't, because you chose. We support supporting your choice. That's all that's happening here.
We are supporting your choice.
Are there factors I'm not considering in how I move just past the fax machine?
Lyndon LaRouche.
I'm not considering how he contributed.
No, you've obfuscated his very life force. And but, the reason
right.
you're doing what you're doing now is you didn't go slit his throat.
And
blame it certainly on the Queen.
Are they interested in doing it?
Yeah.
And part of the reason that the Queen knows about this is that she knows JW, and she knows what he's doing. Right? As a friend. Now, an environment, that's the only way to be, in the old terms, an anti-environment or to help. Any environment means not you're not anti, you're just providing a way of seeing what's around you. You're creating a filter. Like a metaphor is looking at one thing through another. Art and science try to create metaphors to have people see their situation. We've created a living organism, an unenvironment.
You haven't created it. You've identified it.
We can't even say we evoked it?
We certainly may, but you'd be wrong.
Humanity in general evoked it, right?
No, it always was. It wasn't even an invocation.
Oh, yeah, right. It always was.
You cut your arm off so you could prove you had a hand.
So what did he say we did then? It's not evoked. We didn't invent it. What was his word a minute ago, Carolyn?
Recognize, acknowledge,
and... So we identified it. We identified it. As I walked through the Vatican towards the Sistine Chapel...
On the side of the staircase, and you go up the case and go down the hallway toward the entrance of the Sistine Chapel.
Yes, it's a long hallway with amazing, you know, pictures on the ceiling. It's called the Walk of the Maps.
Yes.
I was in Nice the night before I got to Rome, and I stayed at a $1,200 room, the President's Suite in the Hotel Radisson. Then I end up in a little tiny bed and breakfast, tiny little room like a Lee Harvey Oswald terrorist would stay in as he prepares to lay low and accomplish his assassination. So I took it as a metaphor as I walked through the Vatican the next day. And note, Ian, you probably know this, I was the first in line, right? I got up early and got first in line.
Yeah.
That's a way of establishing significance of what I'm going to do, right? So I walked through the Vatican, and I kept thinking, they're lucky there's not an earthquake happening while I'm here. Was I on the right path of the right suppositions about what my walkthrough was doing to them?
Yes. Do you remember the recording we did way, way, way yesterday?
The tea at Vatican City.
Tea at Vatican City. Did you hear that one lately to go through it? Did that help you give some pointers of what to see?
No, I didn't listen to it. I know it too well. But, yeah, you say if I listen to it, I might notice some interesting points. So I walked through, and I eventually got to the Sistine Chapel and got to look at Carolyn from the floor up at the ceiling. That was interesting, Isaiah and Carolyn. And they wouldn't let anybody take pictures in there, so I didn't get a chance to take a picture. If I had walked through there 3 years ago, 5 years ago, it wouldn't have the same significance. I felt like I fully understood that we are coming in after Christendom, and we're not a religion, but we're something new. As I looked at Carolyn, I actually believed that it was about Carolyn, because I knew the importance of what, or significance of our identification of the mystery landscape. So I was really piercing the veil there. Anything you would add to what I'm saying? That was happening.
Yes.
Anybody there know I was there?
Yes.
Connecting. Really?
Yes. There were two cardinals that listened to your work. Were they?
Right. And they know they're up on, they're spying. They know we're planning. I was planning the trip. They knew that, right? They heard it.
Well, they spoke to you.
And which part was that?
When you were going out, and there was a little crowd of folks, and there's other folks, and the people walked up and they said, "Oh, good afternoon, or Pansy, Dorchy, Dolly, Bully, Booby, you kind of look at them stupid, yeah.
I looked at them stupidly.
Yeah.
Did they follow me through?
Not completely.
Were they worried I was going to do something?
No, they were just interested.
Interested in how I reacted. In other words, they knew what I was thinking in general. They knew the megalomaniac, in quotes, ideas I'd be thinking about myself as I walked through. Right.
They like it.
They like it. Good. So, okay, so I'm not. I wasn't considering that I was being watched, so that's, you're adding that. Any other things that I'm not considering about the experience?
What you brought out of there.
The pamphlets or the residue?
Yeah.
Things
yes.
I touched. Is it still on me?
Yeah.
I took the torch. Walked it out of there. The big wall around the Vatican City that everybody lines up along, is that the former fortress wall, the wall of the of medieval danger that was a protective castle wall?
No, it's a crypt. It wasn't a palace
at
all.
Oh, it's a crypt. There's things inside it.
Yeah.
Now, I walked through the Louvre and took a cursory glance at the Mona Lisa, and wandered among the masses. Was there anything in the art world that I was communicating, taking from, like, the role of religion in the Vatican?
The Van Gogh.
I did something with that?
Yes.
You know, it was like I was walking through the 14 stations of the cross. Uh-huh. Where I went, I reviewed the classics of European culture to get ready to dismiss them. I largely was not impressed. How could I be impressed now that I'm involved with the mystery landscape? But it was obligatory. Was there an obligatory element, like the ritual of the Passover plot? The third Jesus acted out the crucifixion. Was there something that I was doing there, step by step?
The answer is yes, but you're going to ask it a different way.
J.W. said, I had to be awake as the two hurricanes, Isel and maybe it was Julio, came towards Maui. I couldn't be asleep. If I didn't go away, I would have been asleep. So I wasn't asleep. So I was out walking around. Was that a necessary action by us in Iandum to bounce off the confusion of this summer or the weirdness that JW says is happening?
Yes.
What place did I not go to that maybe would have helped going to, or did I touch all the points I was supposed to?
Yes, but you didn't know. You didn't know it.
I had a high idea of what I was doing, but I wasn't paying attention to the details.
Never, but that's okay. You had to overrun it.
You said I would have. That's how I get so I don't overrun it.
Yes.
By ignoring it as I'm doing it. What about being at the James Joyce Center? Anything interesting there that I identified, evoked?
You were surprised at how numbing the whole thing was. Like, eh.
Like a what?
Like, eh.
Oh, yeah. Numbing meaning how puny it is.
You'd follow, you look at the years you followed and looked at this whole thing and then turned back and go say it was all this.
It made me, I enjoyed looking at their digital map of Ulysses, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to read that this fall. I've only followed through in a radio version, never studied it in detail, but I was prompted to how simple it was. I was made more aware of the easy to understand it. That's because I've been living quite further along than Joyce for years, I guess. So, yes, no big deal here. As I used to say, that my chart was Carolyn Dean's view as she looked back at the patriarchy and all that men fucked up, and Bob was the last guy to be allowed to tell her something. So was I representing the old patriarchal left hemisphere male walking through our ruins, our former archetypes now ruined? Was there a level of that I was miming?
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. That's what I felt. I'm one of the few people on the planet, or maybe the only person, who has something to replace it. That's the thrill, right? Everybody else is bereft. Would you agree with that? You would agree with that? Yeah. Why was the hurricane called Icel, which sounds like Icel? And I was in a little town of Switzerland right beside a town called Icel. Is a non-physical the source of the naming, the scientists who named it? Did you have something to do with it or nothing to do with it? Or did I do it? Do you want to comment on how Icel became such an interesting syllable for key time in Dobbstown and Iandam? How come it got called Icel? Who's responsible for that?
There's a list, and it just all falls, and it rotates it down, and it goes through the season. And every letter, when you have 26, you start over. And it just sort of rolled into its position.
So the name was there a long time ago. But the timing of when we were, I was away and two of them coming, what did the two hurricanes mean? Were they miming fringe? The fringe dilemma?
Yeah.
The two worlds colliding?
No.
Was there another role that was acting out?
No.
But there was significance.
Yes.
Significance being that Bob had to be not there.
Yes.
Were there other factors that don't necessarily involve Bob about the almost collision of the two hurricanes? Other factors we're not perceiving.
Gotta ask it a different way, Bob.
We have the 25 AIDS researchers. Are they still trapped in an alternative China?
Yes.
So the plane, Ion found an old plane and threw it down into the Ukraine. That's where the missile supposedly hit it. But some parts ended up in Gaza. Did I get that right? Is that what
Yeah.
Now, there was no missile fired. Where did Ion get the plane to blow it up?
Fort Dix.
So he just grabbed a plane and floated it up, and it blew up. Are they able to find any passports and IDs of the AIDS people who were supposedly on the plane?
Nope.
So the loved ones of these people are sad because their loved ones got killed. Beg your pardon?
Fuck them.
Right. Beckham, will they stay trapped in the parallel world?
We have not decided.
So what is that main expert, the top guy, what has he been doing the last couple of days?
Well, they think they live, so they just have these high-minded notions that they're trying to expound and capitulate. They know something's wrong. They just don't know what it is. It's kind of like the days when you have that deja vu and you're like, I really don't belong here. Why am I here? Where am I?
They don't understand why they can't reach anybody.
But yet, they can to some level because there's people in their world.
So there are people in alternative Melbourne responding to them.
Of course, yes, but they don't understand why they can't go home.
What's stopping them from their perception? Is the Chinese government arresting them? Or what?
No, that's where the work is.
That's where the work is.
Hauling me home.
No. They're saying, hey, I want to go home. What is stopping them from going home?
They're working. They have work to do.
In their lab.
In that conference. Now, the conference was a front, so they're told. It's to bring you the most collective, smartest people in the world regarding the protease inhibitors, and we're going to straighten it all out. And what they're really going to do is they're going to apply RNA drops to their druggery.
To the Pfizer drugs, you mean?
They think they're trying to make a better drug. They don't know they're trying to copy and make a perfect cell.
Yeah, they don't know they're copying a perfect cell, trying to copy.
Yeah, because the AIDS candy company is in a bad shape.
The AIDS Candy Company, Carol? What would that be?
Yeah. It used to be a candy that was called AIDS, and people ate it and lost weight. Well, then the AIDS virus came, and it messed up their company. They named the deadly disease after their candy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You know the candy.
It was a chewing gum, I thought.
So they think they've been gathered together to do genius work.
Yes, and they are. They're geniuses.
Are they any way aware of us?
No.
They don't know where the substance came from.
No. Just like we don't know where William Irwin Thompson came from.
Is he like Cam Beefer from another world?
William Irwin Thompson?
Yes.
We don't know. We just said we don't know. It's like William Irwin Thompson. We don't know where he's from.
And why wouldn't you know?
Because he's not from anywhere.
So he's a strange phenomenon in himself.
Dude, well, and you're just now figuring that one out.
No, I just got told it. But what I mean...
You've always questioned his virility, have you not?
Have I always questioned his virility?
Virility, yes, of course.
Okay, but here's what I'm getting, here's what I'm finding out. I think I should tell a little bit more about me and where I came from or why the mystery about what is Bob as a phenomenon you have resisted.
Yeah, we would do that. We would do that, but it would spoil the end of the book. You can't be told that the Wizard of Oz is a dumpy little goof behind the curtain with a little dog chasing his skirt tail. That would spoil it, everything, especially when you're the most wonderful wizard of wizard that was.
I'm thinking of my interest in William Irwin Thompson, then you're saying we don't know where he is. That's part of the mystery of me. Our relationship is part of the mystery landscape, me and William Irwin Thompson.
Granted.
He told Brian and I and Ed out in Portland, Maine, you know, 6 months ago that, I remember Bob McCarron. They stalked me. Now, let's assume that he doesn't mean that, but he's covering up his interest in us. He certainly doesn't answer my emails or anything. What is his actual view of us, or is that what it is, that we're stalking him?
He doesn't know. You're quite an anomaly.
He claimed he could hardly remember us, but he knows about us. But he doesn't like thinking about us because we don't fit.
And we came across as so shiny, he thought, they're always around. You know, we saw him a half a dozen times. They're everywhere.
So he thought we were stalking. So it is a question in his life about what we are.
Simply looks at the whole total of his life and does a little research on you, and he doesn't have Reverend Stang chasing him.
Is he aware of the drops and what we're doing?
Yes, but he's so dense he can't quite fathom.
Yeah, what it is.
Yeah.
We're just strange. We're strange to him. Okay, so another thought about the trip.
You took acid on your journey?
No, not that I know of. I didn't intend.
You're discussing your trip?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's their term. I mean my adventure.
Adventure. You're a trip, Bob.
My adventure, since I had to be away, did I accomplish some other things by walking around and wrapping up civilization?
Yes.
And I did accomplish things, okay. So what did Carol accomplish while I was away?
She can operate Skype now.
Now, Bruce Powell was another McLuhan scholar that I met in Barcelona. And while I was in Barcelona, I met these other oddballs who recorded an interview with me. His name was Miguel Salades. He has a TV show specializing in the fringe topics. Did they broadcast my interview?
Yes.
Do they have an archive that I could get it or click on it and see it?
No.
They don't preserve them?
No, per se.
So there I had a T-shirt on with the word relax. And apparently he has a big audience. What was the audience understanding of me, or how did they react to our discussing the drops?
Interesting.
They found it interesting. Did it spark any sales? People go into the website and prompted to buy something?
Some.
A few. Okay.
William Merwin Thompson talking about the tree of life and the water of life says that he lost them both when he lost the garden.
Yes.
So that brought up a lot of correspondences with our living water and bread of life. And he said the last event in Revelation was regaining the water of life and the tree of life. So basically that's where we're at now. It's almost like people know this. People are aware of it, but they don't know we
No,
have
they
it.
Think they think that the Armageddon happens and everybody dies except for the chosen ones, and then Jesus provides a nice little city for them. Do they focus in Billy Graham land on the Tree of Life being the last retrieved action, Ion? I mean, the living water and bread of life? Do they think of those images for their end time scenario?
Well, if you listen to him, it's all back to self and society.
Yeah, that's the name of his book, Carolyn, Self and Society. The words are correct. It ends with the tree of life and the bread of life and living water are retrieved. And we're doing that. That's what's happening right now. It's about us. He has the words right. He just doesn't know we're doing it.
And it's like so much else. It's just literature to them. It's just words, and they don't even imagine that it's possible.
You never hear people saying that the living water and the bread of life is the final act of the book of Revelation.
Uh-huh.
It's just not image you're talked about. It's an invisible environment. It's an unenvironment. Ion Thompson wouldn't even relate what his words say to what we're doing, correct?
Well,
will he live long enough to get it?
He won't ever be the shining stranger.
He'll never be the shining stranger.
Right.
That's me. Or you, Carol. That's right. He'll never be what we're doing, is what you're saying, Ion.
Sure.
Is he very bitter about it all now? He seems bitter. Or is he such a nowhere man, it's not a big deal?
You act like this is new, but you go all the way back to the time falling bodies take to light crap. You know, it's no better.
Okay, so he said in the end of Revelation there, he said, all salt water is being turned into fresh water with the water of life, and there's no more sea. In Revelation, there's no more dead sea, no more
dead
water, no more death.
Who said that, Carol?
In Revelation. That's what they say.
That's what Ion said.
So can we relate that to what you've been predicting to us, Ion? Is the ocean turning to fresh water?
No, it's not turning to fresh water, but we say it's getting saltier.
So that's the opposite of what the Bible says.
No, what Ion said back then. It's the opposite of what Ion, what you typed up.
It's the opposite of what Ion. No, it's the opposite of what William Merwin Thompson is quoting from the Bible.
No, no, this is not a quote.
Yes, it is.
It's a quote from Ion, not Thompson.
No.
Yes.
Well, how do you know? I'm living here with this.
Oh, I didn't see that listening. Okay, so he did he say that? Well, why do you have Ion there?
Or have Carolyn.
And then, but Ion.
There's a semicolon and nothing there.
She wrote it, Ion, just to fuck things up. And say, oh, Ion wasn't here, but let's indicate he wasn't here by putting his name in it.
Yeah, no, no. He put
God
that there
damn
in the way. Ion refused
in
to
the
comment.
Yeah, I was boycotting even recognizing. So Thompson actually said all that, Carol?
Yeah.
And then it will
Thompson's like, never heard of him ever before, one?
Yeah, I never heard of him.
He went to Europe so he could listen to him all day, every day.
Yeah, I've never read his work. I'm sure he's
what?
A nice person. I've never read his work. I'm sure he's a nice person.
I know. I can talk about it, but I never actually paid attention to the details.
I
took notes.
I've based my whole life on his quadrant, and I've never entered it.
But I have. I've listened, and I find his time falling light in those early lectures are quite astounding for 1975. Even the Evergreens were impressed with them. But
Well, then we'll heaven shall rejoice.
But Ion is not impressed. Ion is not amused by anything that humans have done so far, other than the fact that they made humanity. We made ourselves. Okay, back to Thompson. Isn't there another quote there, Carolyn?
I meant to put more words, but I didn't. No more dead sea, no more dead water, no more death. So we get the no more death right.
No, there never was death.
So we would say there's no less death either.
Yeah, it's interesting with him and the other guy. Who's the other guy I was supposed to be listening to up in Toronto? The guy that looks like a gnome. Overgrown gnome.
And there are recordings of him?
Yeah. We watch.
Oh, Northrop Frye. Yeah. Northrop Frye. Yeah, Frye.
So anyway, these guys, it's like a third of the time they're acting as if they're saying Ion words because they're kind of quoting the Bible and then...
And he's a bit of a heretic. He has a unique view, not a normal view, and it slips into liberation ideas ionically. But he doesn't live or even know it, and he had mucus.
Oh, gosh.
He didn't know how to clear out his mucus.
I used it as a point of meditation. But anyway, what was interesting is hearing these guys, and what it would do to me is sort of remind me of, oh, Ion said that. It was also ionic. And then you could feel superior because you knew more than these guys.
Yeah.
And that's a good enough reason for living.
Okay, so the Russians invaded Ukraine because they're showing that America is an extremely paper tiger.
Okay.
They know they can't be stopped. They're stretching their teenage biceps. Are they working on behalf of China?
No, they can be stopped. That's what they're asking for. Who will reign supreme?
They want to have a shout-out, a confrontation with the West, because they're confident they could win it. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yes.
They say this is a summer of turmoil. Is there any particular turmoil extra in this summer of 2014 beyond the normal, or is there something, you know, Ion says is weird right now?
It's coming.
Joan Rivers, what, is she trying to get more customers?
Yeah.
Is she faking her coma?
Yeah.
She said the night before, I could go at any minute. I'm 81 and I could go at any minute. She said that apparently the night before.
They were doing surgery on her vocal cords and she stopped breathing. So they put her into an induced coma to try to figure out what was going on.
So how is she doing, Ion? What was her goal in this experience?
Bit of a challenge.
She wanted a challenge?
Uh-huh.
When I was at Roxanna's place, one morning, like, she would go to bed, and then I would stay up late and call Carolyn. I wouldn't get to bed till 6 or 7 in the morning. But I was sitting there, and the window was open, and across the street, I thought I caught some flashlights going off, as if someone was photographing me. Was that just a twinkling in the jewelry of the room across the way, or was there someone actually taking pictures of me?
Twinkling in the jewelry of the room.
Yeah, like it's just light reflecting off something in their windows.
Mm-hmm.
Did someone take a picture of me? Or does that remain to be seen?
Relatively remain to be seen, yes.
But that was a camera going off?
Dude.
They were tracking me, Carolyn.
Always. It was Steve Jobs. He was seeing how much money he was making off your SIM card transactions.
Now that brings up a final point. Is Steve Jobs still in JW's Vaz?
Yes.
And he's studying what he couldn't make.
The incredulities of a bad F5.
A bad S5 count. That's an iPhone, I think. So he thinks we're producing, we're running and being effective with a bad S5. Is that how he sees it?
Yeah.
What else would you add to that, Ion, about Steve Jobs' fate and pondering our computer networks? It's something I'm not evoking by my questions. You'd like to add?
Hmm. Interesting. Alibaba.
Alibaba, the 40 thieves count. So we're stealing it from him, or he stole it from the attempted to steal it from us?
There's the conundrum, eh?
Who created the chip body? Did I have a big say in making the chip body? I certainly did, didn't I, Ion?
You certainly destroyed it. They were doing just fine until you invented the TV guide.
Carol finds that rather incredulous.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You know, that's how he knows what to own.
Carol doesn't believe the more extreme statements made by you about Bob, Ion.
Well, good, because the belief is just a thought she's been thinking for not quite long enough. So.
All right. She does not think about it very long.
Okay.
It's advisable. So someone said that I was in the Sistine Chapel. Legend claimed that he heard you saying, am I up there in the paintings?
Yes.
Which panel?
You know where God is reaching down his hand, touching that.
Oh, panel. Yes. That's an important point. My big insight in the Sistine Chapel, Carol, was, you know how I say the electrical relationship. The charge is the first condition of fallen man.
Mm.
The Adam trying to touch God is the first condition of fallen man. It's the beginning of electronic relationship.
Right.
And electricity, and then the protons and ions and neutrons.
Don't forget the boogerdons.
The boogerdons.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just brought that up, and that reminded me. So what did Ian just say about it, Carol? Because I... Go back over.
You were Adam?
Oh, I'm Adam. Oh, that's right. I'm Adam. I get that. Yeah. Or am I God? Which one am I?
We were hoping you were God, Bob. We didn't want to.
So was I teasing Adam with my hand reaching out?
Still teasing Adam.
Yeah, I'm still teasing Adam, Carol. Carol makes the obligatory,
She doesn't believe it when we say extreme things, so it's all good.
That's right. Carol's rather conservative in her visionary aspects. She's very conventional, like let's just cure cancer or something conventional like that. Very conventional goals in her genius.
As we wind down and roast Carolyn.
All right. Now, you're a little talking mouse right now, but not attached to JW. You're like a cartoon mouse talking, correct?
There's
a floating mouse. Vocal system right now, are you?
Not required.
So are we listening to a tape recording?
No. No digitalization required.
So is there not even a mouse?
There is some stuff in the mouth.
So what has JW been doing the last 2 hours?
Working.
Is he fully conscious of what he's doing? He has no idea this session is going on, correct?
It's a new sensation. He feels it.
A new sensation from before when Ion did speak through his vocal cords?
No, it's just been a long time.
Since
connected.
We had a session.
Oh.
Five, 6 weeks.
Oh, okay. It's a new sensation. Well, what about 2 months ago when we were having them? What was he feeling?
Fine.
2 months ago when you weren't using his voice, was he aware that there was communication going on with Carolyn and Bob?
Yes.
Can he hear you?
Yes.
And what would he see? What would he see is the source of your words? Would it be a light in the floating in the room?
Sometimes, and sometimes it's just the antagonist, protagonist, up and down, love, hate.
An emotional place.
It is. It's very emotional because it has to land somewhere.
Right.
It is very emotional.